It's Tuesday, April 22nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. U.S. stocks ended the day sharply lower Monday, and the dollar tumbled as investors assessed continued tariff uncertainty and the implications of President Trump's ongoing mission to try and oust Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The Dow fell 972 points. The broader S&P 500 fell 2.36%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite slid 2.55%. The three major indices slumped throughout the day before pulling back slightly in the afternoon. The sell-off Monday was widespread as nearly every company in the Dow and the S&P 500 closed lower. All three major indices are coming off a week in the red and are on pace for their worst month since 2022. The U.S. dollar index, which measures the dollar's strength against six foreign currencies, slumped more than 1% to its lowest level in more than 3 years. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose above 4.4% on Monday, up from Thursday. Gold surged Monday more than 3% and hit a fresh record high above $3,400 a troy ounce. In other news, China on Monday warned other countries against making trade deals with the United States to China's detriment. Governments, including those of Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea, have begun negotiations with Washington after President Trump announced sweeping tariffs against almost all of America's trading partners on April 2nd. The import taxes were quickly paused against most countries after markets panicked, but he increased his already steep tariffs against China. China firmly opposes any party reaching a deal at the expense of China's interests, China's Commerce Ministry said in a statement. If this happens, China will never accept it and will resolutely take countermeasures in a reciprocal manner. China is determined and capable of safeguarding its own rights and interests, the statement said. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said earlier this month the countries currently negotiating trade deals with the U.S. should approach China as a group together with Washington. Meanwhile, the Education Department will resume collecting on defaulted federal student loans starting May 5th. Borrowers in default will receive an email notification from the Office of Federal Student Aid asking them to make a monthly payment, enroll in an income-driven repayment plan, or sign up for loan rehabilitation, the department said Monday. Later in the summer, they will receive notices beginning administrative wage garnishment. The department plans to authorize guarantee agencies to begin involuntary collections on loans under the Federal Family Education Loan Program as well. The Office of Federal Student Aid has not collected defaulted loans since March 2020, when collections were put on pause due to the COVID-19 pandemic starting. Former President Joe Biden extended the program throughout his term while attempting to pass loan forgiveness programs, which were rejected by the Supreme Court. The department said it was resuming collections to protect taxpayers from shouldering the cost of federal student loans. And Harvard University sued the Trump administration Monday in a new escalation of the fight over institutional oversight, independence, and federal funding for the Ivy League school. University President Alan M. Garber said in a letter to the Harvard community that the administration's recent actions, including a $2.2 billion federal funding freeze at Harvard, with even more money potentially on the line, have stark, real-life consequences for patients, students, faculty, staff, and the standing of American higher education in the world. The Trump administration is demanding Harvard give it access to all university reports on anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bias on campus generated since October 2023 as it ramps up a confrontation with the school that risks billions in federal money amid a broader push to bring elite U.S. colleges in line with its political ideology. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.